treachery!" he bellowed, pointing at Dumbledore. "It is a plot! You and your Ministry of Magic have lured me here under false pretenses, Dumbledore. This is not an equal competition. First you sneak Potter into the tournament, though he is underage. Now one of your Ministry friends attempts to put my champion out of action. I smell double-dealing and corruption in this whole affair. And you, Dumbledore, you with your talk of closer international wizarding links, of rebuilding old ties, of forgetting old differences. Here's what I think of you!" Karkaroff spat onto the ground at Dumbledore's feet. In one swift movement, Hagrid seized the front of Karkaroff's furs, lifted him into the air, and slammed him against a nearby tree.
"Apologize!"
Hagrid snarled as Karkaroff gasped for breath, Hagrid's massive fist at his throat, his feet dangling in midair.
"Hagrid, no!"
Dumbledore shouted, his eyes flashing. Hagrid removed the hand pinning Karkaroff to the tree, and Karkaroff slid all the way down the trunk and slumped in a huddle at its roots. A few twigs and leaves showered down upon his head.
"Kindly escort Harry back up to the castle, Hagrid," said Dumbledore sharply.
Breathing heavily, Hagrid gave Karkaroff a glowering look.
"Maybe I'd better stay here, headmaster."
"You will take Harry back to school, Hagrid,"
Dumbledore repeated firmly.
"Take him right up to Gryffindor Tower. And Harry, I want you to stay there. Anything you might want to do, any owls you might want to send, they can wait until morning. Do you understand me?"
Yes, said Harry, staring at him. How had Dumbledore known that, at that very moment, he had been thinking about sending Pigwidgeon straight to Sirius to tell him what had happened?
"I'll leave Fang with you, headmaster,"
Hagrid said, staring menacingly at Karkaroff, who was still sprawled at the foot of the tree, tangled in furs and tree roots.
"Stay, Fang! Come on, Harry!"
They marched in silence past the Beaubaton's carriage and up toward the castle.
"How dare he!"
Hagrid growled as they strode past the lake.
"How dare he accuse Dumbledore? Like Dumbledore'd do anything like that? Like Dumbledore wanted you in the tournament in the first place? Worried? I dunno when I seen Dumbledore more worried than he's been lately. And you!"
Hagrid suddenly said angrily to Harry, who looked up at him, taken aback.
"What were you doing wandering off with Ruddy Crumb? He's from Durmstrang, Harry. Could have jinxed you right there, couldn't he? Hasn't Moody taught you nothing? Imagine letting him lure you off on your own."
"Crumb's all right," said Harry as they climbed the steps into the entrance hall. "He wasn't trying to jinx me. He just wanted to talk about Hermione."
"I'll be having a few words with her and all,"
said Hagrid grimly, stumping up the stairs.
"The less you lot have to do with these foreigners, the happier you'll be. You can't trust any of them."
"You were getting on all right with Madame Maxime," Harry said, annoyed.
"Don't you talk to me about her,"
said Hagrid, and he looked quite frightening for a moment.
"I've got her number now, trying to get back in me good books, trying to get me to tell her what's coming in the third task. Ah, you can't trust any of them."
Hagrid was in such a bad mood, Harry was quite glad to say goodbye to him in front of the fat lady. He clambered through the portrait hole into the common room and hurried straight for the corner where Ron and Hermione were sitting, to tell them what had happened.